time to freeze up.
Don't freeze up. It's Don Collier. He's starred in over 70 films and television shows and all kinds of John Wayne, Robert Mitchum shows. And I got to tell you, Don, you will always be remembered, to me anyway, in an episode of The High Chaparral called Follow Your Heart.
Follow
with
Your
Miriam
Heart.
Miriam Cologne. It was Remember? Absolutely the most beautiful. Welcome.
Hi. Yeah,
hi,
thank
Don.
You. Thank you. I had lunch. You didn't eat yet.
Haven't eaten yet.
You know,
but isn't this nice?
It is. It is. It's fun to see these people.
Yeah, it's
in
really
fact,
great.
In fact, there's some people here today that I thought were dead.
Really?
You know,
yeah. Well, I'm surprised to see you here, Don.
Well, I know. You knew I wasn't dead because we talked.
You know, Don, you've done so many Westerns. And how in the world can you describe the difference between other Westerns and The High Chaparral? What was it?
Well, one thing, I was working at High Chaparral. I liked the concept of a ranch, a working cattle ranch, and I think we came closer to trying to portray a working cattle ranch than any other Western series that ever been on the TV. Outside of probably Rawhide, they did good. They had a herd of cattle. Yeah, I think our show was probably the as authentic a cattle ranch cowboy show as any of them.
Right.
You know.
Right. How did you come to about being cast in that show?
You know, I'm not sure. I had worked a lot for Bonanza, as
right.
you know, and
right.
Did the old Outlaw show that your charming husband Kent.
What do you call him?
BD.
Why do you call him BD?
Big Daddy. He was our Big Daddy in those days. He was.
In what way?
Well, I don't know. He just. I don't know. He felt like a daddy. You know. He was a daddy to all of us.
Took care of your problems.
He got us rooms, got us meals, got us money for whatever we wanted to do with the money, and I've just called him Big Daddy for years, BD.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful guy, as you know.
Yes. Well, I've got a question to ask you, because you've told a lot of people this story, but I really would love it if you would share it with people who weren't able to attend, and that is the story between you and Bob Hoy. You kind of tried to play a trick on Kent.
Oh.
can you tell us what that was?
Yes, I think so. If you can visualize it on radio, we were in Big Bear, and Kent, there was a limited amount of rooms up there, and he had to put some of us in a suite at two bedrooms. And he had one room, and he put me and Bobby in the other room, and we had two single beds in there. And one morning, Bobby and I were still in the sack. It was light outside, about 6 in the morning, and we had a 7 o'clock call, and we were just waking up, and we were just kind of talking, and we saw Kent walk by the window like he's heading for our front door.
Mm-hmm.
So we were sleeping in our shorts, so I jumped out of bed and hopped in Bobby's bed. And we're both laying there, side by side. And we had the sheet up to our waist, looked like we're naked as jaybirds.
Oh, God.
We're waiting for Kent to come in, and we're all going to have a big laugh about that. And we waited, and we waited, and Kent never showed up. Now, at that point, it really got ticklish, you know, just the two of us there.
I guess.
And I laid there afraid to make a move, and Bobby finally turned to me and said, "It's your move, pal."
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was it.
Do you think Kent did that on purpose?
He might have.
Yeah.
He might have. He might have known what was going on, so he didn't come in on purpose.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We had a lot of fun. There was a lot of gags like that going on.
Well, Don, thank you so much for taking time to talk. I hope you enjoy this reunion.
Oh, it is. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's great to see these people.
Okay. All right. See you later, honey.
Thanks, Don.
Okay.